T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's bring in Paul, shall we?
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Paul Emig, our green and gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Not much green and gold to chat about. You got another OTA going on, and you got rookies and vets and everybody kind of talking to one another. Okay, great. Paul, you're going down the five serve tonight, right?
7 hours, 23 minutes, and counting until tip-off. I will be there. Look for me, Bill.
Send Bucks by 13, baby. Book it.
By 13. So this one, they're going to win going away, huh?
Bucks by 13. I just put it out on Twitter. Book it. Done. It's over.
So
go ahead and get yourself a beer.
Put up the mortgage.
Sure.
Put it all on the line.
Yep.
13 plus. Oh, 13 plus. So you're giving yourself a little bit of like Price is Right wiggle room there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But it's on the higher end. It's not on the lower end.
Oh, true. True.
So I'm just, but, yeah. They're going to do it.
Yeah.
Feel that good.
I mean, Kyle Lowry played the best game of his playoff life. That's not happening again. Kawhi had his 31, and that, you know, was, I don't want to say, you know, like all for naught, but it kind of obviously was in the loss. Maybe Mark Gasol shoots better, but it's like in the long run, Bill, you're looking at an extremely good team and a really good team. And the Raptors are a really good team. Unfortunately for the people of Canada, they're just running into a better team, much like they did when they ran into LeBron and the Cavs all those years when they had DeMar DeRozan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's you come so far, you have a really good team, and it's like the Raptors transitioned from being stuck behind the LeBron-led Cavs in recent years. And then LeBron goes to the Lakers, and they trade for Kawhi Leonard. I think, the whole world just opened up. We can actually get to the finals this year.
Yep.
Then Budenholzer comes in and completely changes the way the Bucks can play, takes a bunch of, you know, good players, puts them around a super-duper star. And it just, you know, I watched the Warriors again last night. They were down 13 at half. And I felt watching that Warriors game, for them, much like I would think if I saw the Bucks down 13 tonight at half, which is like, the better team will usually still end up winning, even with, you know, a double-digit deficit, because even without Durant and Cousins and Golden State, they can still just do that. They can just step on the, you know, flip the switch. I think the Bucks have that same capability. And so it's like there was, you know, you rewatch the game, and I don't know if you've gone back and watched it. I have. And it's one of those things where, you know, they're down 8. They're down 12. Now it's third quarter. They're down 6. Like, and then all of a sudden, midway through the fourth, and by the last 2 minutes of the game, you know, they're walking the ball up the court because it's over in their favor. It's just one of those magical runs, it seems like.
It is, and you're right, because at the time, when they went down in the midway through the third quarter, and they're down 8, and then the lead continues to grow for Toronto, I'm thinking, oh boy, they've not delivered that knockout blow. They haven't come back the way they normally do. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you blink, and they're back tied. The place is going crazy. And next thing you know, like you said, the Bucks are walking it down the floor with still 2 minutes remaining in the game going, this one's over. We got this. It was an amazing run, amazing defense. Yes, Toronto missed some shots, and they seemed to run out of gas. But I kept saying it. The Bucks just can run wave after wave after wave at you, and that's what's given them their stamina, their stability all season long. Hey, by the way, I want to bring this up because I know there's some people going down tonight like yourself. I hope that building is deafening tonight. I am imploring all fans to get nuts tonight. Put on a show.
I wasn't there game one. I heard it was deafening. I wouldn't expect much less tonight, especially if the Bucks get out to an early lead. Then I think it's just, you know, party central at Fiserv.
But
we'll see how much throat I have come tomorrow morning. And like, at least there's a weekend to recover from it before Monday, right?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. But I keep thinking back to when they were there in 2001, and you from the beginning to the end. And I remember when they had those towels that they waved, And I remember all the lint coming off of those towels, and it looked like a fog. You couldn't even hardly see inside the Bradley Center. I think they're doing shirts again tonight. Whatever they do, I hope that place is just freaking bananas tonight, from beginning to end, screaming, yelling. And if you're one of these corporate types that are bringing clients, get off your ass and get nuts tonight. I am so, look. Even my buddy Jim, who sits courtside right next to the bench, he was up just screaming and yelling. So I hope everybody is taking that lead and getting up in bananas tonight. I really do. I want to see that become the building that people are energized to watch nationally.
If you're in those AAA seats, aka like feet on the court,
yes.
What are those things run about? $2,000 a game per ticket?
I have no idea. My buddy Jim Kaczmarek, he's a big sponsor over there. He sits on the Bucks bench, him and his wife Laura, because I follow him on Facebook. And Laura basically has her own television network. She's posting all the video on Facebook. I'm watching Facebook Live as they're sitting courtside.
You know, there was I don't know if you ever watched Curb Your Enthusiasm on HBO with Larry David, the creator of Seinfeld.
Every now and then, yeah.
There's an episode early on where he's in those seats that you're describing for a Lakers game. And he's stretching out his legs, and he trips Shaq. Shaq, in the episode, of course, Shaq falls and like breaks his ankle, and he's out for a couple months. So if you could ask your friends to keep their legs tucked in, no tripping Giannis, keep all the guys healthy. We don't need any fan interference issues with injury. So, and then, you know, Bill, I would say, not to fast forward too far, but you heard the update last night from Steve Kerr as it relates to Kevin Durant.
Correct.
And I think those visions of this being more than just a NBA Finals appearance start to become more and more, and not to say that the Splash Brothers and Draymond, I mean, but Durant is in a class of his own in terms of scorers in the league, and if he really is in a more serious injury situation than what the Warriors initially thought, oh boy.
Well, I think, depending on the conspiracy theory you believe, one is it could be just that Durant is really injured, or that he's banged up and his people are saying shut it down because you got free agency to worry about, or they understated it originally because it's much, much more serious and they don't want his free agency to be deterred by a major injury going into the offseason. So I don't know what conspiracy theory to believe that's out there, but it certainly looks like Durant is not returning anytime soon. I mean, when they said to Marcus Cousins has a more likelihood to come back, I went, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a major injury then. Maybe he tore a calf muscle rather than just sprained it or tweaked it.
Yeah, you can watch that Durant video where he starts hobbling up the court as many times as you want. That, I mean, that's not usually what happens with a calf sprain.
Right.
Like the way that he all of a sudden went from, I'm jogging, ow. And he turns.
I thought it was an Achilles.
Well, right. So, I mean, my dad, actually, who I'm sure will listen to this later on podcast, who usually does that, by the way.
He tore
both of his Achilles, in his younger days playing basketball. And both times he has told me as I grew up, I turned around because I thought somebody kicked me. That's what it sure looked like happened to Durant, where he kind of turned around like, hey, get off me.
You know,
get off my calf. And then all of a sudden, nobody was there because he did it to himself.
Yeah.
So, here we go. Game two. And Bucks by 13, I hear.
Anything interesting coming out of Packers camp that you want to discuss?
The only thing I would say is I saw a very preliminary power ranking of the NFL on CBS. Where do you think the Packers were?
10th.
More optimistic.
5th.
Be more optimistic.
Really?
2nd.
really? I mean, look, I get it because you added to a pretty – you had a defense that you patched together last year that still made it to the top 15. So you've upgraded at many positions. You believe you've had a pretty good draft. You've got a lot of depth. Your special teams at least should get better. So I understand it. You already had a decent offense. You got a quarterback who's more energized now and wanting to delve into the playbook and somebody that wants to be creative and innovative. So – okay, I understand the completely optimistic side of things, but the proof is still in the pudding. You sucked swamp water last year. So until you prove it on the field, I couldn't put you any higher than 10th right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think if I was to, you know, try to defend a second-place power ranking for the Packers in mid-May, I would say that Mike Pettine last year didn't have as many of the types of defensive players that he prefers to have. I think he was very much a spearhead behind, obviously, Darius Smith, Preston Smith, with Rashawn Gary. You know, I don't think Clay Matthews fits the mold of so much, and Nick Perry obviously being injured, not fitting the mold as well, I think, of what Pettine can do. And I think you can, if you want to be optimistic, you can say if Pettine can get 10.5 sacks out of Kyler Fackrell, who we all left for, you know, like, bust. What was Ted Thompson doing? How did you waste a third-round pick on this guy? And then, like, I mean, Kyler Fackrell, like, in my opinion, Bill, I'll be honest, like, he's a bad take exposed. Last, like, August, September, I had no reason to put him on the 53. And then he had a 10.5 sack season. So if you actually have, you know, a better group of guys, maybe you can do something with that. And then I think there's just, Bill, this thought, based on the first 10 years of Rodgers' career, that the guy who showed up the past 2 years is not here to stay. That was just, you know, a glitch on his radar, somewhat caused by injury, somewhat caused by probably having too much power in the offense with Mike McCarthy. Being an offensive-minded guy, I think you can argue Davante Adams being a top three, top five NFL wide receiver, you know, good offensive left tackle, a good center. You have a couple you've added to the offensive line, both in the second round of the draft as well as free agency. Like, I could make a pitch for them being second. I'm not sure I'd be quite that bold, but you have a cheat code, and that cheat code is Aaron Rodgers, which immediately vaults you into the top 10. And then I think from there it puts you have to start to ask, like, well, how good can Mike Pettine do with, you know, a new group of defenders that clearly better fit his mold?
I'm excited to see it all start to unfold, although I'm going to hold on to my inbred skepticism, deep-rooted skepticism, because I just can't believe that. Look, I want to believe this team's going to be the best in the NFC North, or in the NFC North, but I don't know what to say. I got to see it first. I don't know if it's just the skepticism in Matt LaFleur or in Nathaniel Hackett or just in putting it all together. I think they've got good pieces, but I got to see it together before I can commit and jump into the pool and say, okay, I'm ready to fly with the Green Bay Packers. So
yeah. And my closing comment to that would be, I could really get used to this as a, you know, from season to season, in the sense that, could we make this routine, Bill, where the Brewers play through October and then the Bucks play into June, and then you have 2 months of Brewers to themselves before the NFL season starts? Like, if that could become an annual cycle.
Oh, it'd be great.
I mean, come
be great.
On. Like, that's,
well, I look at it this way. I mean,
we've all been waiting for
Yeah,
it.
But figure it this way. If you can go into June with Bucks basketball and get a little bit of a reprieve with just Brewers baseball, but at the end of July, you're talking Packers football
camp.
Again in training
yep.
camp.
Yep.
I'm all for that. I'm on, hell yeah, I'll take that every damn day of the week and twice on Sunday.
And when your baseball superstar is 26 years old, your basketball superstar is 24 years old, why would that stop anytime
yep.
soon?
Yep.
You know?
No, I completely agree. Paul, always good, and we'll chat again next week. Enjoy the game tonight, man.
Yeah, looking forward to it. See you, Bill.
All right, buddy. See you. There you go. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE to go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.